Hi everyone, this is Cherry. Welcome back to Christ Centered Change. Happy fall, y'all. So today I'm just going to talk a little about my food plan and what I observe. So I have a sweet stash, basically, where I have individually processed, you know, food with shelf life that are cookie packets and candy. And I allow myself one sweet treat per day, and it works. I have been successfully losing weight this way with this plan because the packages only have, you know, it has basically a appropriate amount of sugar in it, grams of sugar. That's within my sugar intake per day, and acceptable amount of calories. But what I notice is that most of the things that I have in that stash are not even worth it. They're not worth the calories. They're not even worth the grams of sugar, even though it's appropriate, because it's not something that I really crave or that I really desire. It's just good. And what I consider snack fillers, things I go to incorporate into my plan, into my daily, you know, food plan. And in my reflecting, I'm like, really, I just need to have something that I completely enjoy, that is delicious once a week. That's within now my calorie, my recommended calories per week. But, you know, I guess it's a growth of maturity where those calories that I'm using for that sweet treat a day could be something that I could be eating that's healthier, that could be filling me up. I think it was a good transitional plan, but I think I have matured to a better plan where I can just eat something I consider delicious once a week and let it be, right? Because my point of view now is that it's not worth it. Even though they're low calorie, low grams of sugar, I'm still giving up calories that could be used for something that is way more healthy and way more fulfilling. So make sure whatever you're eating is worth it. Don't forfeit calories for an idea, a concept, or out of routine. For me, it was just routine because it's been working for so long. I remember a high school teacher told me that you don't have to keep doing something just because you've been doing it. And in that, she was reflecting on her careers, and then she was finally a math teacher. And I'm so glad I got that advice for her, because it has helped me dramatically with my interests and my career interests over my, you know, career path. But I think it's also applicable here, where I don't have to keep following that plan just because I've been doing it, because there's room for improvement, always room for improvement. So make sure that the calories you're eating is worth it. Assess what you're eating, because though whatever you're having could add up to, basically the calories that you're having could add up to something that you could be having that is better, that you really enjoy. Now, of course, stay within your recommended calorie count per day and make sure it's balanced. I'm not a nutritionist, but consult a nutritionist before changing anything in your diet, right? Because I can't give that advice. But for me, I'm going to make this improvement. And I think intuitively, we know if we're making a change for the better, or if we're making the change that leans the other direction, right? So pray about your choices and always try to improve, and always find the joy.